Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Professor Margaret McMillan is going to be joining us. Breaking down the parallels to World War One, the start of World War One that we're seeing geopolitically. I see a lot more parallels than that. And we've got other professors looking at the geopolitical developments. Harvard professor warns of devastating China-Japan war. We're going to tie that in. Also, Russian study says U.S. could easily defeat Beijing in nuclear conflict. But, you know, we'd lose 50 million people. Not saying we wouldn't get our hair messed up. Quote, George C. Scott playing one of the generals in Dr. Strangelove. Oh, man, the madness of this situation. The absolute madness of what's going on in society right now is just crazy. I got an idea. How about we just not have a nuclear war? You know, that makes sense because they have all these underground bases and the United States has spent more money than all other countries combined, not just on so-called defense, that's offense, for the globalist army, but also in the final equation to protect themselves. And I guess they don't care about Fukushima and leaking reactors because that's going to be nothing, I guess, from the fallout of a huge nuclear war. And I guess they think it's survivable. And most analysts, and we've covered these articles, had them on, you can just search it, believe that we're in greater danger of a nuclear war right now than we were in 1960, 1961, 1962, during the whole Cuban Missile Crisis, run up, during, and after. When the United States was covertly putting nuclear weapons in Turkey, so the Russians would put them in Cuba. And again, it isn't like I'm saying the U.S. was the bad guy there. It's all establishments. It's the Russians were definitely the bad guys then. But the U.S. elite, a large section of it, actually put the Bolsheviks into power and used that as a big army to take over the world while then building up another empire that they controlled with another hand in the name of resisting that other empire. They both built themselves up. It's almost like the arch, how you take two pillars and lean them together, and then they support each other. And that's how you can take two tyrannies. Or if you create a tyranny, you can then create a system to respond to it. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. You know that's going to happen. And then you can steer and ride that new beast. And that's what Al-Qaeda is a prime enzyme that is used for these different equations, political, geopolitical equations. It's more of an art form to be able to guide crises and destabilize areas while at the same time taking domestic liberties. And I know I beat that dead horse to death, but you know the point is that it's starting to come out. It's starting to happen. And you know the public is basically mesmerized to the point of they don't even know that plants need water to live. They think they need Brondo because that's got what plants crave, electrolytes. And of course, I'm being sarcastic there with a Mike Judgian quote from Idiocracy, but that's pretty much what it comes down to. Like humans are now more than ever, they will change the subject to something else and then never move on to the larger issue. Dealing with people is just frustrating to say the least sometimes, as we all know, to try to communicate ideas to people that do not want to receive the idea. And do not want, it's almost like thinking is seen as a labor when it's actually very enjoyable. That's what I'm getting at. I mean, thinking about balancing your checkbook is not fun. Thinking about, finding out if you have termites in your house isn't fun. But thinking about how the world works and your position in it and looking forward into the future and backwards into the past is the essence of being human. And communicating with future generations and loving them is the secret to unequivocal, true immortality. Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, if you go up to InfoWars.com, we've got the headline, Harvard professor warns of devastating China-Japan war. Russian study says U.S. could easily defeat Beijing in nuclear conflict. As the president of China and others in the last month have said, prepare for all-out multi-theater conventional war and nuclear war with the United States. And, of course, they said last week in the People's Daily and other state-run media that they are going to invade Philippine Islands that they claim really belong to China, that Japan took. And they're also going to take other disputed islands by Japan. And if that happens, there will be war. Now, I understand Justin Bieber's in the news. He got a DWI. And that's very important as well. But we're not going to be talking about that. I already talked about entertainment industry and the mass mental illness of it and people being distracted, fiddling while Rome burns. But we are joined for the next 25 minutes by Professor Margaret McMillan from Oxford. I'm going to be out at Oxford in the middle of March doing a keynote speech. I look forward to doing that. I always wanted to go to Oxford. Honored to do that. And she has margaretmcmillan.com. She's a prestigious professor and is the fifth warden of St. Anthony's College in 2007. She was educated at the University of Toronto College and Oxford University. She is a fellow of the Royal Society of Literature and a senior fellow at Massey College, University of Toronto. And I'm not going to go over on the boards of Mosaic Institute, Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism, and the editorial boards of International History and First World War Studies. She's an expert on the World War, First World War. Professor's publications include Women of the Raja and, well, as Peacemakers, the Paris Conference in 1919, and its attempt to make peace, for which she won many awards. I'm not going to go over the rest of her letters and all the work she's done. Her most recent book is The War That Ended Peace, How Europe's Abandoned Peace from the First World War. I guess that goes into Versailles. I haven't read it. She comments frequently in the media, and she joins us now, MargaretMcMillan.com. Thank you so much for coming on, Professor. And I want to get into the report I saw at the London Independent. Is it 1914 all over again? We are in danger of repeating the mistakes that started World War One, says a leading historian. So thanks for coming on, and tell us about the parallels and your concern.
Well, there's some things that concern me. I mean, I don't think history ever repeats itself. I think we get similarities, but the conditions are so different. I mean, the 21st century is very different from 100 years ago. But I think what is concerning is we seem to have nationalist rivalries between countries. You have a rivalry developing, as you were mentioning earlier on, in the South China Seas, which has the potential for sparking off further tensions and conflicts. You have international ideologies. In the years before 1914, there were international ideologies of anarchists, for example. Today you have international ideologies of religious ideologies or ultra-religious ideologies. So I think we live in a slightly turbulent time. We have globalization. Both ages are very globalized, and I think you have people worried about the impact of globalization, perhaps turning to their homes and feeling rather defensive. So I think that there are similarities. I mean, I don't think we're bound to end up in the same way they did in 1914, but you always have to be careful.
I forget the exact quote, but basically history doesn't repeat, but it kind of rhymes. Who was it said that?
Mark Twain.
And humans act the same, even though we have almost godlike weapons and technology now. It would be godlike, you know, to the ancients, Professor. But if you look at global crises, currency devaluations, armies lining up on borders, groups not compromising, really, I see the West driving conflict, and I'm obviously not a fan of what Russia and China do. I'm an American, and I'm, you know, a Westerner, but at the same time, I really see the West as filling the shoes of the villain in many respects compared to our position in the past. Well, what's your take on that?
Well, I think human nature doesn't really change that much. I mean, I think we like to think we're a lot more sophisticated than the caveman. I'm not sure we are. I mean, I think we're still driven, at least in part, by emotions and fears. And I think what's really dangerous is when people lack or nations lack the ability to see things from the other person's point of view. And so what nations do to defend themselves and what we do to defend ourselves as individuals, we may think we're just being defensive, we're just looking out for ourselves, but that may really look like aggression from the other side. And I think that's when it gets dangerous, when you fail to understand what the other person might be thinking. And I think what's also dangerous, and you see it with individuals and you see it with nations again, is when their pride gets involved and when their prestige gets involved. I mean, you know, I think an analogy is the members of gangs, who are, to me, rather like knights in the Middle Ages. They'd rather die than be dishonored. And so I think this is a perennial strain in human nature. Now, we've got a more sensible side, and I think we've got a more reasonable side, and we've got a side where we do reach out, and we do try and understand each other. So, you know, I never like to think that history is going to repeat itself, but I think we should be careful about being too complacent.
History doesn't repeat, it does rhyme, and I think that is true, as Mark Twain said it. I mean, here's the issue. You look at the moral authority of the United States, or England, or many European countries. Look at France in the just disheveled nature that it's going into from what I've been seeing and traveling and witnessing. And there is, I see a cyclical, and of course there's cycles within cycles, and I'd like you to speak to that, Professor, because you're an expert on that. I do see us going into a very sick bottom of the cycle. All the same indicators, the decadence, the debt, the corruption, the almost laissez-faire attitude of dictatorial government and corporations, the power grabbing. And as the establishment senses that, it makes basically everyone become even more feverish, including myself, adding to almost the same electrical hysteria that you see in mass movements of almost like, you know, rats overpopulated in the sewers killing each other. I mean, I'm just kind of throwing a gestalt out there. What's your take on what I'm saying?
Well, it's a pretty gloomy picture you have, and I hope it's not all true. But, you know, I think there are things we need to look out for in our own societies. I mean, I don't worry about government debt so much because government debt, if it's going into building infrastructure, I think is actually positively a good thing, just like we borrow to buy houses through mortgages. But what I do think is worrying, and I think it's affecting a lot of Western societies, is the growing gap between the very rich and the very poor and the way the middle class is getting squeezed out. And that isn't good for society. It leads to tensions. It leads to a lack of links between the different groups in societies. And I think you don't want a society in which a very few people at the top control a great deal of the resources of that society and are able to live in a way which insulates them from the problems of society, because it means, you know, they're probably going to have less understanding and less empathy for those who are less fortunate than themselves.
Separately, what other historical trends are you seeing? And then flesh out, if you can, some of the parallels that they were reporting on that you've seen, I guess, would it be geopolitically, with parallels with 1914 and 2014?
Well, one that a lot of people have talked about, including me, and I don't know if we're right. The thing about talking about the present is you're usually much too close to it to get a very good view of it. But it seems to me you do have tensions in the world internationally now, because you have what had been a dominant power no longer as dominant as it was. It doesn't mean it's that much weaker, but it's no longer quite as dominant as it was. Before 1914, that was the British Empire, which was the world's biggest empire the world has ever seen. Hugely powerful, had the world's biggest navy, had been the world's biggest manufacturing power, but that was now being challenged. And you had a Britain and its empire that was very conscious that it was beginning to slip a bit, that it had competitors like the United States and Germany and Japan. And it seems to me today that you have the United States, which, you know, for much of the Cold War and certainly after the Cold War, was overwhelmingly the most important and powerful country in the world. It's no longer perhaps quite as powerful as it was. And that can lead to tension, because nations that feel themselves to be slipping a little bit may react in ways that aren't always predictable. And nations that sort of feel that they haven't yet got their share in the sun can be aggressive and not very tactful. I mean, Germany was not tactful before the First World War. It was sort of pushing its way into the world order and throwing its weight around. And I would say that China's not being particularly tactful today. And so it doesn't make for an easy international situation managing these shifts, often very subtle shifts in the international order.
Exactly. I mean, China's not being tactful when they basically say, you know, prepare the nuclear weapons for war with the United States. That is a brazen escalation quite frankly, frightening.
Well, it seems to me very foolish of the Chinese because, you know, I mean, some of the rhetoric is coming. I mean, I don't think Chinese foreign policy is necessarily guided by a single sort of central agency, because you'll get the party saying one thing, you'll get the military saying another thing. You now have a Chinese public opinion, which is beginning to play a role. But it does seem to me that the Chinese are very silly, in my view, to talk in a particularly belligerent way, because they haven't yet got the capacity to back up those belligerent statements. And what they will do, as so often happens, is they may well create a coalition against them. I mean, they're not doing a lot to get on with their neighbors at the moment. And, you know, they need those neighbors. I mean, they may disapprove of a lot of what the Japanese do. But in the end, the Chinese, I think, are better off living in a world in which they get on with their neighbors rather than having all those neighbors furious at them.
Well, sure. And as you know, there's the enmity because of the Japanese invasion of China and a million dead or whatever the number is. And so I know I've seen the numbers that the Chinese, on average, I think, would like a war with Japan when it's not even the same people that did this to them 70 years ago. And so I see that as obviously where the big war could kick off.
Well, I think it's a danger, but I mean, I think the Chinese leadership, and let's hope they have the sense to see this, would not gain by a war with Japan. I mean, both countries would suffer horribly, because one thing, as you mentioned earlier, that has changed since 100 years ago is that the weapons are an awful lot more powerful, and the capacity to do real damage is that much greater. So, you know, you would end up with a war, if you had one, in which really neither side would win. And in fact, that's what happened in the First World War. I mean, if you look at the end of the First World War, I mean, even the winning side had spent down their resources, lost men.
Professor, we got to go to break. We have one more short segment with you. I want to ask you what you think is most important to talk about when we come back.
You've heard about Numana, true American pioneers in healthy, GMO-free storable foods. Great-tasting meals with no MSG, soy, or chemical preservatives. No high-fructose corn syrup or aspartame, and gluten-free options. Plus, superior 25-year shelf life and good enough to eat now.
But have you heard this?
Numana is so confident in our quality and taste, we'll give you $50 just to try it out. Call 888-597-0775 or use coupon code RADIO at checkout. GMOfreefoodstorage.com. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you know about the NSA loophole? Or maybe you think your law-abiding ways are too boring for them to care about you. Tell that to the Virginia farmer who was audited by the IRS because of her Tea Party activities. Or the Texas man who woke up to a SWAT team raid because of online comments he had made about his gun collection. No, God-fearing Americans like you are in the crosshairs. Learn how to drop off the government's radar and get off the grid at privacylockdown.com. That's privacylockdown.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins, and Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
Hi folks, Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It's not just the deindustrialization of globalism, the race to the bottom that Ross Perot talked about in 1993 when he warned of Nafta and GATT. It's that the West is losing its moral authority, especially the United States, with the torture and the NSA and getting caught lying and the derivatives. The problem is all these other countries have the same types of elites in them, from my research. And so it just keeps, historically, and I don't have a degree in history, but I do love reading history books. And And it's just, to me, as a lay person that likes history, man, I see so many parallels just everywhere. And most analysts, Pentagon colonels, generals we have on, retired, current, the think tanks, the British think tanks, the British Ministry of Defense, the Pentagon, they're all saying the same things that I'm basically saying. I'm not trying to put a bleak view on it. I want us to look at how it could be bleak if we don't do something. Let me ask you that, Professor, in the 6 minutes we've got left, other topics that you'd like to put forward, and what's front and center in your mind, because you are a very intelligent person who's tracked a lot of trends. But I mean, what's your comment on what I just said, and then what's the essence of what you think people should know out there, that if we don't know history, then we tend to repeat the same human mistakes?
Well, I mean, you do paint a pretty bleak picture, and I'm not sure I disagree with you completely. I think history is not going to teach us very clear lessons about the future. It's not going to say, do this and all will be okay. But what history can do is give you a greater understanding of what can go wrong. I think it can give you a greater understanding of other people. I mean, if you don't understand the history of other people, you're not going to understand a lot about them. And it also gives you a greater understanding of yourself. I mean, I think we tend to deceive ourselves and think, we've always been nice guys or whatever. And I think we need to look at our histories in the round. So what I think history can do, and other things do it as well, like sociology and psychology, they help you to understand human beings better, help us to understand ourselves better. And I think history can offer at least warnings. You know, it's like seeing a sign on a road that, be careful, this bridge is slippery, in winter. And what history can do is say, look, if you invade someone else's country, you're likely to run into trouble if they don't want you there. I mean, this may seem a very simple lesson. Or what history can say is, if you don't try and understand the perspective of the other person, you're probably going to behave in ways that frighten them, alienate them, make them want to do stupid things. So I think history can help us to understand how to act in a complicated world. But I think we have got to rely on ourselves to think intelligently about the world. We can't rely on anyone providing us with lessons. We've got to keep alert. We've got to keep thinking. We can't just relax and say, our leaders know best. I mean, I think we've all got to take a responsibility as citizens to trying to understand the world we live in.
Looking at the different areas of the world that are in increased conflict and tension, what are the big hot spots for you, Professor?
Well, the hot spots, East Asia is a potential hot spot. I think the Middle East remains a hot spot because areas of the world where you have local divisions and rivalries are troublesome for the people who live there and themselves. But they also, if they are geographically in the wrong places, run the risk of drawing outside powers in. And so what makes East Asia, the South China Sea, potentially perilous, and what makes the Middle East potentially perilous is not just the local conflicts there, but the potential they have to draw in other great powers.
Well, I see Russia trying to reorganize itself as a great opportunity if the West would actually try to collaborate with them. But instead, they see Russia as weak, obviously, so they're sending in the destabilization forces into Kiev in the Ukraine. And obviously, I don't want the Ukraine to join back with Russia again, but they don't want to be part of the collapsing EU. And so then the CIA's there trying to destabilize it. I mean, they're on record doing that. And, of course, the Russians are getting angry. It just seems like a real lost opportunity.
I think generally in the West we've mishandled Russia since the end of the Cold War. I mean, Russia is an old country, very strong sense of itself. Russians are proud people. And when they lost the Cold War, which they clearly did, we treated them with contempt. We treated them like, people who didn't know what they were doing. And I think you have a great sense of resentment in Russia. And I think you see that in Putin's behavior today. He's trying to reassert Russia on the world stage and show that Russia can't be pushed around. And I think we lost an opportunity there. And I think we're now going to have to deal with a much more aggressive Russia. I don't think aggressive militarily, but it's going to be asserting itself a lot more on the world stage. It's already asserting itself in the Middle East, in the Caucasus, in Ukraine, in Belarus. And I think we're going to see a Russia that's more prepared to sort of really play a part in the world.
It's unbelievable. And it's because the weapons manufacturers want to continue selling weapons until they basically kill us all, and it's just a real crisis. Well, I hope sometime you'll come back on with us and talk about Russia, and people can find out more about your great books and more at margaretmacmillan.com. Thank you so much, Professor.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Pleasure talking to you. Really neat lady. I'm going to read some of her books. All right, folks, we're going to come back, get the phone number out, take your calls. I had a Bob Barr coming on. I want to talk about so much. I'm going to come back and get the number out, but I'm going to really try to go to your calls. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You got it. The
transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are go.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Our mission, wage war on corruption, crash to the lies, and disinformation. We see the earth orbiting through deep space on the edge of the Milky Way galaxy. In the night sky, we stare into the galaxy, edge on, towards the core, floating through the cosmos with trillions of other galaxies. Expanding out forever in a river of infinity flowing forward and backwards. And the average person is obsessed, because the media tells us to be, with Justin Bieber's diaper pants. Justin Bieber's diaper pants. The secret of the universe is the contents of the diaper pants. And the question, to be or not to be, whether it is nobler. Will you guys print me that? Thanks. It's Macbeth. Whether it is nobler to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune. I was thinking about my grandfather again this morning and how interesting he was and how much I wish I could talk to him. My mom's dad, other grandfather was great too. And what a dreamer he was. Like, he was the type of guy that when my mother was like 6 or 7 and her brother was 11, going from memory, took them to an academic talk in a stadium seating classroom, a lecture hall, not a main UT speech, but an actual rocket science meeting with all these scientists. And he pulled strings to get my mother, and she was, I think, 6 or 7 in a little dress, and my uncle to sit there and listen to a 2-hour dissertation on the future of space exploration by Wernher von Braun, the Nazi, the founder of NASA. And I think about kids today, they're watching My Little Pony, and their dreams are to someday meet the magic people that are on television, because those are the people, those are their friends. They don't have real friends. They have friends on Friends. They have friends on Cheers. They have imaginary friends. And, of course, they don't think they've ever made it or are going to be anybody because they can't obtain unobtainium. They cannot obtain this magical elixir that is flowing out of the open wound, stinking, scrofulous wound of the New World Order. I mean, that's mind control. And I was just thinking about how people are not taught to like history. They're not taught to like anything except scum. And I think about how much of that I've not even shaken off. It's just unbelievable. It really is unbelievable. I don't know what's going to happen to us, folks. I just know that the road we're going down is bad. I went off the road. And we've got to get off this road together. We want out of this. We're going to have to work together. And I know that's a very simple statement, but, I mean, what do we do? That's the question. We've been taught to infight. We've been taught to be mentally ill. We've been taught to be screwed up from birth. And you're now seeing it get worse, and the next download of disinfo coming in, and the next phase of human destruction. Hold on to your hats, all I can say. Here's an article yesterday I never got to from InfoWars.com. In the most popular section, Utah police obtained grenade launchers, riot gear from the feds, giant armored vehicles. Even small towns with as few as 10 deputies are getting actual war wagons. And they are training, ladies and gentlemen, nationwide, to take on gun owners in a collapse. And you know what that tells you? It's just like Katrina. It'll be guns that cause stabilization in areas. Every study and common sense shows that. But you better bet your bottom dollar that after they've starved us out, if they go with that plan, that's one of the plans on the table, on record. If they go with a siege program, a fast siege program, not a slow siege that we're already under 1021 being deindustrialized, in this globalist deal where they claimed, oh, we'll transfer everything to China and India and the third world to bring them up, so that we all have world peace, but instead they shut us down and then brought the industry there at a level so low that it actually brings those populations down even further as a plan, and they're just public about it. Yeah, humans are scum. We want to make you poor. Oh, yay, I'll go to Whole Foods. They've got all the magazines there, you know, about how cool it is to be poor and how cool it is to, you know, the new hobo line of clothing. And it's a diseased system. It's diseased brains have come up with this stuff. because you look at it and the dark logic of it, it is a permutation of failure. And it's a hate letter to humanity by the social engineers that they would want to swim in an ocean of betrayal and dehumanization. That's all I can really say on that front. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. And all I ask is, because when I direct folks on the topic, we get great callers. When I say it's open lines, free-for-all, it's a disaster, a train wreck. People that sound like they've been drinking cough syrup all day calling into the broadcast. And I guess that's the nature of freedom, that if it's just wide open and people don't tend to appreciate it, but then if people have to fight for freedom, they then do appreciate it. You get an age of virtue instead of an age of what we're seeing now. The toll-free number to join us, we'll see if today's different on any topic you wish, any questions or comments you have, is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air here on this Thursday edition. And I think I'm going to twist his arm tomorrow. My cousin, Buckley Hammond, my uncle's, my late uncle's son, good friend of mine, he's down here visiting family. I think we're going to see our grandmother today. That's a good idea. You know, I've not seen my grandmother since my uncle died, her son died, and I have not gone over there because I do not want to see the pain in her eyes. And it's another form of cowardice. I'm going to go over there today or tomorrow. Quite frankly, I just got so much work to do. There's just always more work, always more to do. And it's you can hear I'm very tired today. I was not going to do the show today, as I told you, because I was up way too late and have bad allergies today. But I'm here. But if I kind of just go off reservation here, that's why. 800-259-9231. Here, let's just do this. Let me just read you some of the headlines here. You know, let me do this while the calls are coming in. Let me read you about the Pied Piper of Hamelin. Is that how you pronounce that? And, of course, you know the story of the Pied Piper? Because that's what Hollywood is. And that's what Al-Qaeda is. The rats are Al-Qaeda. And then you call in the Pied Piper because he can get rid of the rats for you. But the next time he comes and plays his flute, your children all leave with him, your whole future and everything you got. And look at our culture. Our children are run by the state and the media. And we are not even human anymore. We've lost our individualism. We have been overwritten. And Al-Qaeda is the rats. And the Pied Piper is the global corporatists that run them. And, again, we come and hire him to get the rats out. But, of course, we give up our children, the most precious thing in the world to us that we'd give our lives for. But, you know, the town doesn't even want to say that's wrong because they were complicit in it. And so, you know, it's the right thing to do to let him have all our children, isn't it? The TSA and the NSA and the torture and all this bull, folks. All of it's a lie. And we all know that. So why do we take part in it? You know, we need to throw the Pied Piper in the river. You know, a guy running for the legislature in Florida said that Obama's a traitor and should be hung. The Secret Service came out to him. And I don't think Obama should be hung because he's not the guy to be hung here. He is a front man. But I think the system should be hung. We should throw the system in the river collectively. Florida GOP candidate Buck's party calls for withdrawal after deplorable Obama comment. Well, I mean, it's not deplorable from a man who doesn't understand the full thing but has enough honor to have the courage to say, according to common law and common sense, absolutely. I mean, if justice was served through due process, you would have thousands of people swinging from the end of ropes in this country. And everybody knows that. So that's why everybody's freaking out about it, like Ted Cruz calling Obama dangerous and frightening. I mean, that's true. I mean, you've got to call it what it is, but it's easy now to sit there and go, oh, well, this guy, he's bad. No, no, he's not. From his perspective, what he said is true. But you have to bring Obama down politically. And then these guys have the nuclear weapons. You think if we try to actually arrest all these people, you know what they're going to do? They're going to set off nukes and say the Russians did it or the Patriots did it or the or working with Al-Qaeda. I mean, let me tell you something. You've got to have an awakening to these criminals to stop them. You've got to know their system and their game and not participate in the rigged poker game with cards up their sleeves. I mean, they don't even hide the cards. They got like eight decks of cards. You're playing. Like, let me get the ace of spades to beat you. I got five of them here. I mean, I got three royal flushes here. I mean, it's a game. Don't sit down at the table. It's a bad, don't go to the casino, folks, unless you know you're going to blow money and you think that's fun. You're not going to go get rich there. It's a Pied Piper. Now, continuing, the Pied Piper, German, Rattenfänger, von Hamelin, the rat catcher of Hamelin, is the subject of a legend concerning the departure or death of a great number of children from the town of Hamelin, Lower Saxony, Germany, in the Middle Ages. The earliest references describe a piper dressed in a multicolored clothing, leading the children away from the town never to return. In the 16th century, the story was expanded into a full narrative, in which the piper is a rat catcher, hired by the town to lure rats away with his magic pipe. When the citizenry refuses to pay for the service, he retaliates by turning his power that he put into his instrument on the children, leading them away. Leading them away as he had the rats. This vision of the story and this version spread as folklore. This version has also appeared in the writings of, amongst others, John Wolfgang von Goethe. Am I pronouncing that right? Goethe. And the Brothers Grimm and Robert Browning. Robert Browning. Didn't he write Roland the Dark Tower Came? See, I've come to my dark tower. I realize that. I have, in 2013 and now in 2014, I have come to the dark tower. I am now in the dark tower. Think about that. Child Roland, the Dark Tower came. Child Roland, the Dark Tower came. His word was still, Phi, Toth, and Thum. I smell the blood of a British man, King Lear. Act 3, Scene 3. That was the inspiration. Hey, print me that poem. And what was the other one I wanted earlier? What was the other one? I was... just the Shakespeare Hamlet part about when they dig up the skull of his teacher. To be or not to be is the famous opening phrase of a soliloquy in the nunnery scene of William Shakespeare's play Hamlet. In the speech, a despondent or feigning Prince Hamlet contemplates death and suicide. He bemoans the pains and unfairness of life, but acknowledges the alternative might still be worse. The speech functions within the play to explain Hamlet's hesitation to directly and immediately revenge his father's murder, discovered in Act 1, on his uncle, stepfather, and new king, Claudius, and his minister. Air eavesdropping. His speech dashes hopes that Hamlet was suffering from neglected love, and it goes on from there. All right, I'll shut up and go to your phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Kevin in Georgia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Talking to you from FEMA Region 4.
Oh, isn't that great to be under a FEMA region? They're good people, though. I mean, the government's good. It's good people.
Well, it's cold here.
Yeah, global warming. It's really killing a lot of people. They're freezing to death. You know, didn't pay Al Gore enough money, buddy.
That's right. Well, I told him the check was in the mail.
Good. Well, he'll fix it then.
There you go. A couple weeks ago, I heard you talking to a lady about she lost her kids to CPA. or CPS,
CPS,
whatever you want to, and I was wondering if I could get that phone number, because my friend, he lost his kids to the same people, and he's been in jail for 8 months now without a trial, because they took his kids. The judge wouldn't let him even talk to him, you know, to say goodbye, and he got sort of upset and started yelling at the judge.
That's how it works. Normal behavior, then they put you in the system.
Exactly.
That's why you've got to be completely calm and cunning with this enemy.
He hadn't seen his kids in a year, and then he went for, another hearing, and then they wouldn't even let him, you know. He just wanted to talk to him, you know.
Well, that's criminal right there. I mean, listen, the Pied Piper got the kids. When you say you want that number, there's different groups that, the homeschool, defense groups, there's a lot of different associations that fight because homeschoolers are somewhat organized. But what number are you talking about?
You told the lady to hold on. I can give you a telephone number of a lawyer that could probably help you, because the lawyer that he has is useless. You know?
No, I was saying go dig up the homeschool legal defense groups and try to give her that information. I don't have that in front of me. I don't have a Rolodex, but it says you can do research on groups that fight the CPS, and every authoritarian regime kidnaps children.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporit e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through January 31st. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
The end to become a man, to enter the dark tower, and to then be amongst all the other men that came before, to in that knowledge of being a man. I have only just become a man. I realize that. And so many men out there never do become men. That's a very sad thing. And that is the main goal of the enemy, is that you never develop. I'm going to go back to your phone calls, but I did get the Shakespeare text here. You guys also print me, is it Mark Anthony's speech in William Shakespeare's Julius Caesar? Just type in Mark Anthony's speech in Julius Caesar's, Shakespeare's Julius Caesar. That's a really good speech. I love the Charlton Heston rendition of that. Here's the modern version text. To be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune or to take up arms against a sea of troubles and by opposing in them to die, to sleep no more, and by a sleep to say we end the heartache and the thousand natural shocks that flesh is heir to. Man, that's power. That's everything right there. Let's go ahead and talk. Of course you want to take up arms against the sea of troubles. That is the great contest. Let's talk to Carl in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Am I coming through okay?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I just wanted to make a couple of comments watching Adam Kokesh yesterday, and he was speaking about going to the happy place and inside and all of this, and I don't know, it reminded me, I'm a Vietnam veteran, it reminded me of the flower power in the 60s, and I just don't agree with that thought. I understand self-control, but I think there's a time, just like this lady you had on today already. I just think that there's a certain point where that's almost denial of what's going on around you. And one of the other comments I wanted to make was he was talking about how to take back the United States and by returning the power to the states. And I'm sitting here wondering what show he's watching, because I don't know what the percentage is, but there's several states I know that are almost as bad as the federal government is.
I know, but you see, you want to create a multipolar power base to divide the establishment. So you want the establishment divided so you can't get a centralization, which always turns into a tyranny. You have a separation of powers. So that's the function. I mean, look at Tennessee is about to pass a bill to, or is looking to pass a bill that will make it illegal to give aid and comfort to the NSA. Well, you're supposed to do that. I mean, that's how you cut it off, is you say it's illegal to give power or electricity to these people. They're committing crimes. It's on record. It's criminal. Violates the law on its face. And so you turn their power off. And I'm proud of Tennessee. And Texas could be doing that as well. But we need, believe me, I hear what you're saying, brother. But what do you think we need to do then?
I don't like what we need to do, but I think...
Hold on, I'm going to come back to you in 1 minute, another people.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.